From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. and five other major powers are set to demand that Iran give immediate and unrestricted access to its previously secret uranium enrichment facility, as well as to any people and documents linked to its construction. Iran will also be told to answer questions about its suspected nuclear weapons development. The nations backing the demands reportedly include Russia and China. President Obama says it's time for Iran to drop what he called its disturbing pattern of evasion.
Iran must now cooperate fully with the International Atomic Energy Agency and take action to demonstrate its peaceful intentions.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly radio and internet address today. The head of Iran's nuclear program says UN inspectors are welcome to visit the nuclear enrichment facility, but he did not say when, nor did he indicate whether they would be allowed to set up monitoring equipment. The British government is backing the U.S. in taking a stronger stance against Iran's nuclear program. Larry Miller reports from London.
Foreign Secretary David Miliband said no sane person would attack Iran, then qualified it by adding, without real concern. He said diplomatic pressure over Iran's nuclear program, led by the U.S., needs to have an opportunity to work. Miliband said it's essential that when Iran sits down with the U.N. Security Council and Germany next week, it takes concrete steps to address concerns and accept the offers on the table to prevent further action, including sanctions. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Leaders of nations in Africa and South America are looking for ways to cooperate on matters ranging from trade to agriculture at a summit meeting being hosted by Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez. More from NPR's Ofebia Quistarkton.
President Chavez has called the gathering a summit of great importance for the struggles of the South. Leaders from across Africa and South America include President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, who has pitched his trademark Bedouin tent on Venezuela's Margarita Island, the venue for the summit. Chavez said the meeting was part of a new reality where the two continents began moving away from their traditional trading partners in the United States and Europe. Agriculture, trade, energy, and the environment, as well as the delicate issue of drug trafficking from South America to Africa, are issues of mutual importance. Venezuela is believed to be the main departure point for cocaine trafficked through West Africa to Europe and beyond. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Two suicide bombers detonated blasts in troubled areas of Pakistan today. At least 16 people were killed and more than 100 others were wounded. One of the blasts occurred outside a bank in the provincial capital of Peshawar. It was the first such attack in a major Pakistani city in months. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for at least one of the bombings. This is NPR News from Washington. Heavy rains are drenching parts of Georgia today, even as volunteers and residents struggle to clean up from widespread flooding over the past week. Matt Senna with the National Weather Service says the region is vulnerable to more flooding.
It's not going to take very much additional rainfall anywhere to start seeing at least some minor flood issues. The ground is still very, very wet.
The losses from flood damage in Georgia are expected to total up to $500 million. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash of a medical transport helicopter that went down in South Carolina. All three people aboard were killed. NPR's Russell Lewis has more.
The pilot, paramedic, and flight nurse all died in the accident. The crew had just dropped off a patient in Charleston and was returning to Conway, South Carolina, when it crashed near Georgetown. Texas-based OmniFlight owned the helicopter and confirmed details of the accident to NPR. The crash comes amid heightened scrutiny of the industry by the National Transportation Safety Board and Congress following 9 accidents which killed 29 people last year. Earlier this month, the NTSB issued a series of sweeping recommendations to try to make the emergency helicopter industry safer. Those included requiring night vision goggles and training pilots to be better prepared when inadvertently flying into bad weather. Russell Lewis, NPR News.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor threw out the ceremonial first pitch at today's game between the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. She was wearing a Yankees jersey as she hurled a pitch right down the middle to Yankees catcher Jorge Posada. In 1995, when she was a federal judge, Sotomayor issued an injunction that led Major League Baseball players to end their 7-month strike. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.